You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players, so we need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
Goes well, Jason. Just got a ghost-powered car.
Oh, how very eco-friendly of you. I bet there's lots of charging stations for that vehicle
around here. Lots of ghost towns.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we want to say hi, good luck, and don't be afraid to Bill from Eugene. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Very good. I understand that you're sitting at a Kia dealership in Salem. Is that right?
I am indeed. I'm in one of those rooms where they say, I'll have to check with my manager.
Well, we're glad they gave you that space, and we're glad you're using your time to play the KLCC Conundrum with us today. Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play. So today we got a quiz about different kinds of bread. All the answers are going to be types of bread.
Okay. I try not to fill up on bread.
I have no such restrictions. I can't stop myself.
Good for living your best life,
yeah,
Forrest.
Just moisturized in my lane, unbothered. So
Bill, you got that. Every answer will be a type of bread.
Yes, let's not loaf around.
Okay.
Nice. That's some wry humor you got there. So number one, the Ivy League college in Rhode Island, or a word in a UPS advert?
Round.
There you go.
Next, on a map of regional names for sugary beverages, this word has steadily encroached into southern and midwestern territory from its strongholds in the Northeast, California, and St. Louis.
Oh, all I can come up with is Shasta.
You know, famously, some people would call this pop.
Yep, or Coke.
Or even a Coke.
Oh, soda.
There you go.
Next, Gilroy, California is home to the largest annual festival celebrating this allium.
Garlic.
Very good.
Springfield Tiki Bar, named for a short story by W.W. Jacobs about the unintended consequences of getting your wishes, has what animal in the title?
A hint?
So there's a time travel movie directed by Terry Gilliam starring Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt that is about 12 of these.
Well, 12 monkeys.
There you go. Monkey. The monkey's paw.
We're not monkeying around.
Careful what you wish for.
Next, an adjective that goes with another word for a yam, or a word that describes woodruff or vermouth.
This word would describe forest as well, I have to say.
Yeah. Thanks.
Rye?
It's also a word that describes sugary beverages.
Hint?
One of the tastes on your tongue.
Yeah.
If
you have this kind of a tooth, you really like to go get
sweet.
There you go, sweet.
Next, a word for a bulk quantity of certain products, or a British term for an apartment.
Flat.
Very good.
Sure. Oberon and Titania are king and queen of these creatures in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
We're on fairies.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
You got
fairies.
It first try.
Yeah.
Next, the last name of the protagonist of Futurama, co-created by Oregonian Matt Groening.
It's not Simpson.
No.
Don't know.
Fry.
Philip J. Fry, yes.
About 30% of English vocabulary, give or take, comes from this language, especially the Norman variety.
Let's see. French.
Very good. Well, Bill, you did great. So well, in fact, that we'd like to send you a KLCC tote bag for playing the KLCC Conundrum with us today.
That would be fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for playing.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.